52 channels and nothing on. 52 channels and nothing on.
This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. When Bruce Springsteen sang about 57 channels and nothing on, it was 1992. And yeah, if you had cable TV then, you probably had 57 channels, maybe as many as 100 channels. Now in 2014, you can get hundreds of channels. I think my system has over 500 different channels on it. That's not even including all the alternate sports channels, the on-demand video channels, the movie channels, and all the rest. With that, I think it might be 1,000 different channels. And I'll be honest with you, I probably don't watch more than a few dozen of them. Still, all that choice would seem like a pretty good deal for whatever it is you're paying for your cable bill. Except that your cable bill is really unfair. Here to explain how and why is L.A. Ross, a writer for TheWrap.com. L.A., welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you for having me. And it's funny, with all those channels, it still seems like there's nothing on.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many nights I've sat in front of the TV, flicked through it. I don't even bother with the guide. I literally flick through all the channels because, you know, maybe I'll catch a bit of Shawshank Redemption. I'll have to watch it all the way to the end, or there'll be some basketball game on or something that I'll want to see. But many, many nights there's nothing on, and still we're paying, and I think we're paying more now, right?
That's true. You know, I when I did my research for the story, the FCC, every year, they put out their numbers, and they figure out just what the overall prices are for cable. And this year, within the past year, 2013, 2014, it's risen above $90 average per year. It's risen every year on an average about 4.5% over the past 15 years. So, and you know, part of that is in pace of inflation, but it's a little bit over the pace of inflation. So, you know, we are paying more and more every year. We are getting a little bit more offering, but, you know, every single year, and what the story was about is every single year your networks are renegotiating with the cable providers. And every year they view their content as more valuable, as one can imagine. You have your series like True Detective that are doing so well on HBO, and Walking Dead, you know, it's the number one drama on cable, and they're totally smashing the ratings, that the traditional ratings that you would see on broadcast. So every time these networks come back to the cable providers, they say, hey, look, you know, you're going to have to pay us a little bit more now for my content. And the cable providers, of course, are some haranguing back and forth, but at the end of the day, cable providers say, okay, you know, we pretty much have to give in. We'll pay more for AMC. There was, you know, that battle with AMC a couple of years ago. But we're not going to just eat that cost. We're going to pass it down to you guys, the consumers.
Right. And so whether you've got Time Warner or Comcast, soon to be the same thing, or Charter, yeah, or any of the other cable companies, or even Dish and DirecTV, they don't create any programming, so they have to pass it along. They have to get the content from somewhere, pay those people for that, and then pass along the cost to us. But what your piece says is that the ones that are the most expensive aren't necessarily the ones we're watching the most, right?
Exactly. ESPN, far and away, the most expensive. And as you say, you can generally flip to ESPN, you'll watch your sports center, you'll watch your live sports. That's the value that ESPN and its sister networks, ESPN 2, 3, Classic, you know, you, all, there's a dozen ESPN channels now. That's the added value that the ESPN company and brands have brought to cable. And that's the reason why ESPN and its sister networks can charge what they charge. And the cable providers and, as you say, DirecTV, Dish, will pretty much just kind of take the price that they're given. But ESPN, at our last count, SNL Kagan, it's a kind of a media and communications financial information company, compiled these numbers for us. And at last count in 2013, they charge per subscriber, this is in the United States, $5.54 per subscriber. So per cable bill out there, $5.54 of your bill, that's about 6% of your bill, goes straight into ESPN's pockets just for that one main channel.
Yeah, ESPN is by far the richest cable company, because not only are they selling commercials to advertisers, but they're getting that $5.50 from everybody, even people who don't watch their networks.
And that's the thing. At the end of last year, ESPN was the number 3 most watched network. The number 1 most watched network was USA. and USA only charges about 71 cents per bill.
So 71 cents compared to $5.50.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, part of that disparity can be explained by the huge cost of the sports contracts that ESPN has. I mean, ESPN has contracts with all of the major, I think maybe except for, the National Hockey League. I have to check on that.
No, you're right. They're not on there.
Yeah. But for all of the, you know, all of your major sports leagues and all, you know, of course, NCAA and just all of the kind of the ESPN Ocho kind of a sports league, you know, with your ultimate trampolining and all that other stuff, it costs a lot of money to be able to carry that programming, and your sports leagues are smart because they know that as long as they keep their programming exclusive, relatively exclusive, you still have to pay cable in order to have them. You can't cut the cord entirely if you want to watch those channels. And even if you don't want to watch those channels, you still have to pay for them in order to get the channels that you do want to watch.
Another example of that would be the NFL Network, which even during the NFL season only has one live game a week and not even every week. The rest of their programming is, okay, it's all NFL programming, yeah, and I guess in May people might tune into the NFL Network to watch the draft, or I don't even know, maybe that's going to be on ESPN. But NFL Network is the fourth most expensive network on here, ahead of USA Network, which is the number one most watched cable network. Ridiculous.
That's true. And it's actually, you know, you raise an interesting point with the NFL Network. I remember when it was coming out, there was some question as to, okay, you know, it's going to be all NFL all the time, but the NFL has one of the shortest actual play seasons of any of the major sports leagues.
Yep.
And surely people want to be able to watch their NFL. People want to be able to watch their sports in their market. And by taking away the games and putting them on a channel that most people don't even actually get because it's in a higher tier for a lot of people. They have to pay either a sports tier or, it's just a bit more of an expensive tier premium versus the basic cable package in order to get the NFL Network. And then, of course, like you say, what are they talking about the other 9 months of the year, 7 months of the year?
Yeah.
But the NFL itself, it's kind of like the NFL is making a contract with itself, the NFL. The contracts with the NFL are expensive, and I think the NFL partly realized that, you know, by taking away the ability for a lot of Americans to watch those games on Thursday nights, they were kind of shooting themselves in the foot. So this year they're going to be kind of splitting the Thursday night games, and I think it was CBS that got that contract to be able to air the Thursday night games. So now you're not going to even see all of the games that were on exclusively on the NFL Network. And
right.
So now, you know, I don't know how that's going to affect how much the NFL Network charges cable companies, but I'm pretty sure it's probably not going to go down.
No, I don't think it's going to go down either. They are the most popular sport in America, and, you know, they're the 800-pound gorilla in some cases, literally, with some of those guys. And they're throwing that in the face of the carriers and saying, look, we're the NFL. Give us the money or your people you won't be able to see our games. Now, when I looked at the chart that you have on your piece, I was very surprised to find out USA Network is number one, Disney Network number two. That surprised me. ESPN number three. Okay. Number four, the History Channel.
History had a huge 2013. Remember, Vikings premiered, and that was History's first scripted drama, and it premiered to gangbusters ratings, and it is, you know, as a TV reporter, it is a very well crafted show, and the audience turned out.
It surprised me that that did better than, for instance, AMC, which was in 10th place in the ratings, a network that has Mad Men and last year had Breaking Bad and has Walking Dead and all that. Very surprising. But History Channel's not in the top 10 when it comes to cost.
That's true. And you also have to look at this a little bit kind of more globally by who owns all of these networks. You know, ESPN, Disney, they're owned by the same, but they're owned by Disney. They're all the same group.
Yep.
TNT, TBS, you know, all the Turner companies.
They all bargain together, and History and A&E and FX and AMC, they're all part of big corporate deals, and they all bargain together, too. It's a great story. L.A. Ross from TheWrap.com. I'll put a link to your story up on our website. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much.
I'm Paul Harris. This show's called America Weekend, on the air every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Networks.